This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
I think joy is hiding everywhere. You just have to look for it. Like, I've told this story before, but whenever I fly in a t-shirt that I don't care about, because I don't know why, but when I fly, I always get very sweaty. I get picked up, I got pit stains, I'm glistening. My friends are like, have you been jogging? I'm like, no. Just sitting still in the sky. Do you have any Gatorade? So I always fly in a t-shirt that I don't care about. Now I've been given the shirt twice as a gift. It's a shirt that says Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham. Just looks like the cover of the book. Twice, from two different people, on two different occasions. The first time I opened it up, I was like, oh, cool. But in my mind, I was like, fuck this shit. I get it, I'm like a childish man, but no. Just no. Second time, a week later, another person who didn't know of the first person gave it to me. I unwrapped it. It was like God himself being like, put on the fucking shirt. This is how the world sees you. I gave you that goof face. Wear the uniform. So I wear it, but I only wear it when I fly. Now here's the story. It's like 7 a.m. at LAX, Los Angeles Airport. I'm going through security. I'm a little grumpy. People are typically grumpy when they're going through security at 7 a.m., going through that machine that's killing us all, taking naked Avatar Planet pictures of our dicks and our pusses. So I'm grumpy. And this is what put me in an unexpected good mood for about 2 years now. There was a TSA agent in my periphery. I couldn't fully see her. Who was this ambassador of joy? Who was this angel that saw me? Because she put me in a good mood just by going like this. This is what I heard her say. She went, what you know about green eggs and ham? How can you be sad when that exists? That happened. Not in a comedy club. There was no drink minimum. There was no cover. Just a woman killing it in the wild. Just, what you know about green eggs and ham? And I forgot I was wearing the shirt. I thought it was a security question. I'm like, who are green eggs? What is ham? I don't know Al-Qaeda! That always makes me happy. I want that in my wedding vows. I want to be like to have and to hold and what you know about green eggs and ham. And if she doesn't laugh, she's not the one. I'm gonna do a 360 and walk out. That's right, through her. Don't math check my jokes. Don't math check my jokes. I will T-1000 all the way through her. The suit was liquid metal as well. That is joy. You have this for the rest of your life. Keep it in a pill behind your molars if you ever need it. Like if it's the holiday season and you're looking for parking at a Target for like 45 minutes because you volunteered to get ice because you needed a break from your family. And you're looking and you're looping and you're looping and finally you see someone leaving a spot. You stop, you signal, you do everything correct. That spot is yours. But then at the last second, someone else swoops in and steals that spot. You have a choice to make. You can get mad, just be like, ah, cock butter, bitch! I don't know how to be mad. Cock butter! cock butter. If you're not laughing, you're not picturing a fully grown naked man. But instead of an erection, he has a yellow stick of butter.
I'm coming for you.
And he's trying to get it in there, but it's warm, so it keeps melting. That is a new way to say you've lost your erection, just like, sorry, baby, it is Land O'Lakes down there. I can't believe it's not an erection. I just. So you can get mad. And if you want to get mad, go ahead, get mad. I'm not saying don't get mad. I am saying, though, that happy people don't steal parking spots. Miserable people steal parking spots. So that person is already miserable. So maybe you're just affecting your own reality. So why not confuse? They steal the spot, calmly roll down your window, 1973 style gesture for them to roll down their window. And when you lock on eye contact, and I really mean looking deep into their soul, like a college freshman playing Hey There Delilah on the acoustic, just. When you locked on that secure connection, just be like, what you know about green eggs and ham? And do joy donuts for 45 minutes. It's like, what you could you on a boat? I guarantee when you're done laughing, more parking will open up. That's a promise.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.